Honored trustees, Dr. Morris, enlightened faculty, dear, dear students and graduates, beloved family and friends, it is my pleasure to welcome you this evening to our annual awards celebration. My name is Kathy Guarini, and I am the Dean of Faculty, and I will be your host for this evening. This is a very, very precious evening to all of us. Over the years, we see the accomplishments of the students. We see them grow day by day. And on this one evening, we have an opportunity to recognize the absolutely top achievements, to recognize many, many of the special students. All of the students are wonderful, but we like to recognize certain ones for certain achievements. So it's my great pleasure to begin this celebration, this ceremony. And we have many, many different awards. Our award recipients are all up here on the stage, so you can see them. Our first award is the Development of Consciousness Award. The university's founding principle is that by developing consciousness, we can develop ideal students, successful students, graduates who can do anything in the world. And so this award is our first award. It's the most important award, the Development of Consciousness Award. And these awards will be presented by Drs. Doug and Linda Burks.
Thank you very much. This awards ceremony is such a fulfilling evening in our graduation weekend. Tonight we'll start by honoring the graduating meditators and siddhas who have really excelled in their group practice of their TM and TM City program. And to put their achievements in perspective, I'd like to read the text of the award that they're going to receive. The Development of Consciousness Award is presented to the graduating students who, throughout their academic career, have achieved outstanding attendance in the group practice of Transcendental Meditation City Program and the TM Program. Each academic discipline taught at Marshall University of Management is connected with a student's innermost awareness, being the home of all the laws of nature. Through their perfect attendance, these students have taken maximum advantage of enlivening this most intimate and powerful field of pure knowledge in their consciousness. Through the super radiance effect, they've also enlivened this influence in their fellow students, in their teachers, in their administrators, in their city, in their nation, and in all of world consciousness. Student life is a time of preparation and the culturing of two steps of progress, knowledge and experience. The faculty of Marshall University of Management honors these students because they've been one-pointed in enlivening the stable and invincible ground state of all the laws of nature in their conscious awareness. This fundamental consciousness is the awareness within which all experience and knowledge is structured. Everywhere these students go, and every experience that life brings, will be perceived as being connected with their self, and ultimately experienced as a self-interacting dynamics of their own consciousness, life in unity, the ideal of a true Vedic education. So it's a very beautiful award, and I'd like to ask Linda to come up and read the names of the siddhas who are receiving this award.
We will get out of the way. We will begin with the presentation of the awards to the siddhas. There are actually 70 siddhas graduating this weekend. First, we would like to call Natalie Ann Brown, receiving an MA in Marshi Vedic Science. Oh. Next, Ray Eleanor Baptiste, MBA.
Congratulations.
Next, Wenchen Sanchez, PhD in Management. Joshua John Robert Pauling, a BA, Marshi Vedic Science. Wade Lee Kernahan, BFA. Stephen Joseph Hobson, MA, Marshi Vedic Science. Biku Shrestha, MS, Computer Science. Now for the meditators.
So the first meditator receiving this award, Teresa Ann Golden. She's receiving a BA in Media and Communication. Gina Lorraine Wolf. A BS in Sustainable Living. Najib Walib Najib. MS in Computer Science. And Sise Metakase. MS in Computer Science.
And I would now like to announce the names of the honors graduates. These are people who will be graduating summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and cum laude, and they will be getting their golden tassels that they will be wearing tomorrow. So first, Joshua John Robert Pauling, who will be the valedictorian, is graduating summa cum laude. Charles Machia will be the salutatorian, magna cum laude. Melinda Joy Gosvig, magna cum laude. Gina Lorraine Wolf, magna cum laude. Milena Anjana Hubner, cum laude. Yali Jing, cum laude. Luella Joy Salmon, cum laude. The next awards will be given for the Knowledge Fair that was just held a few days ago. Presenting these awards will be Dr. Chris Jones, Chair of the Education Department, and the trustees are, he's delegated his authority. So Dr. Josie Farso, one of our founding trustees, will be presenting these awards.
Well, the Knowledge Fair was extremely inspirational, and we were given an impossible task of choosing winners. There were so many good presentations, from Marshi's contribution to Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, the art of war, quantum physics, furniture making from pallets, the role of culture in organizations, natural medicine, renewable society, and the artist as a self-realized person. They were all beautiful, and it was really just impossible, but we chose four. And so we would like to present this cash prize to the two first place winners, and then there's also two more second place winners. So the first place winner is Vindanthan Nayagar for his presentation about Patanjali. His presentation was on Patanjali and Maharshi's contribution to that knowledge about Patanjali. The second winner was Milena Hubner. Who presented on the artist as a self-realized person. In second place, we have two second place winners, and the first one was a very inspiring talk about solids are not solid by Joshua Paling, who I see as the valedictorian. And the second place winner is Helena Grace Treadwell. Very beautiful presentation about renewable society. So, thank you.
The next award will be the Veda Vyasa Award, which is given to a PhD student. This award will be given to Dr. Evan Finkelstein, Professor of Maharshi Vedic. Excuse me. This award will be presented by Dr. Evan Finkelstein, Professor of Maharshi Vedic Science.
Sorry, Robert. I arranged it in the back room. Dr. Robert Oates. Yes. Dr. Robert Oates has worked in Maharshi's movement for 40 years. In the 1970s, he joined international staff in Switzerland, and it was then that Maharshi invited Robert to travel with him and document Maharshi's 1975 world tour to inaugurate the dawn of the Age of Enlightenment. Robert masterfully captured the spirit of the tour by authoring a beautiful book entitled Celebrating the Dawn. This is my personal copy. Beautiful, incredibly beautiful book. And years later in India, on Maharshi's birthday, Maharshi greeted Robert with a bright smile, looked at him and called him the Dawn. Robert has written 11 other books, including The Maharshi Effect, Enlightened Management, Creating Heaven on Earth, and most recently, Permanent Peace. Along with his wife, Patricia, another Dr. Oates, he chaired the Fairfield TM Center, taught TM in the Philippines and Hungary, and spearheaded TM projects for businesses. He taught in the MUM Professional Writing Program, served as Public Relations Director for the university, and also worked at the Institute of Science, Technology, and Public Policy for Raja Dr. John Hagelin. Now, in his spare time, Robert studied quantum mechanics, which is what most of us do in our spare time. He authored a 440-page dissertation titled Consciousness and the Quantum, Maharshi's Self-Interacting Dynamics of Consciousness as the Interpretation of Quantum Mechanics. Dr. David Scharf, Robert's thesis advisor, stated that Robert's core insight is that the famous collapse of the wave function is merely a shadow of the collapse of ah to ka, as expressed in Maharshi Vedic science, which expresses the fundamental self-referral dynamics of consciousness. The collapse is not just random and arbitrary, but it reveals the deepest expressions of universal creative intelligence. I would say that's a perfect description of Robert himself. So it is with very great honor. By the way, Robert and I were in PhD class together, and we got to know each other quite well. And he's, besides being a great intellect, he is one of the most beautiful and gentle and loving people you can ever meet on earth. So it is with a great personal pleasure that I present the Veda Vyasa Award to Dr. Robert Oates.
Expecting that. Thank you very much. Thank you, Evan. Very much. Is it on? I'm just not into it.
I'll just move it up a little bit for you.
Thank you. It's an honor to speak to everyone tonight about another of Maharshi's myriad achievements. Before I start, I'd like to thank my committee members who stuck with me over a long period of time, and I was very appreciative. David Scharf, Ashley Deans, Tom Aganis, and John Lewis. If you don't know John Lewis, he was the external member of my committee. He was a professor of planetary sciences at the University of Arizona, and he taught quantum interpretation throughout his career. It was when my PhD class, Evan and the others, began a year of study focused mainly on Maharshi's new books on the self-interacting dynamics of consciousness, that we soon realized that Maharshi was describing not only individual intelligence, but also nature's intelligence. Not only the reality of life at its deepest levels, a reality open to experience, as the Invincible America course has shown here in Fairfield, but also a description of the fundamental level of nature's operation, the level of the subatomic quanta. In the world of physics, such a contribution has been much needed. Quantum physics can make accurate predictions about the probabilities for certain types of quantum interactions, but they've had no explanation whatever for what happens at the subatomic level to make these predictions come true. For example, materialist physics cannot explain the infamous collapse of the wave function that Evan was just talking about, from infinite probabilities throughout intergalactic space down to a single infinitesimal point of interaction. Maharshi's theories, by contrast, clearly describe the collapse of infinity to its own point, providing a consciousness-based explanation for a quantum puzzle. Similarly, materialist physics cannot explain why subatomic quanta, moving freely, amount to dynamism in the unmanifest, dynamism in the purely intellectual Hilbert space, with no impact on the manifest material world. Maharshi's theories, by contrast, clearly describe as a central phenomenon dynamism within silence, dynamism within the unmanifest, again providing a consciousness-based explanation to a quantum riddle. Nearly 20 such examples have been identified so far, and I'm sure others will find many more. For the first time, Maharshi has given us a clear interpretation of quantum mechanics, one based on consciousness rather than matter. I'd like to thank Maharshi for the opportunity to study his teachings over the many years, and especially in these past years. For this and so much more, I'm grateful to Maharshi and to his teacher, Gurudev, Jay Gurudev.
Now we will be giving awards for the different disciplines, for the different departments. We will begin with the award in art and design given by Dale Devoke, Professor of Art.
Good evening. Actually, it's a great evening. The Department of Art honors Wade Kernahan as this year's outstanding student. Wade will be receiving a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, a BFA. Wade has, throughout his studies, embodied all of Maharshi's fundamentals of education and fundamentals of progress, particularly those of receptivity and growth. Maharshi cites receptivity as the first of the five fundamentals of education. The faculty noted that in every course, Wade has listened, reflected, practiced, and creatively integrated all of the material. What he has taken in by keeping both his heart and mind receptive to knowledge, he has made his own. Maharshi cites growth as the last of the five fundamentals of progress. Wade has enjoyed remarkable growth in his time here. He has demonstrated heartfelt dedication to the creative process, harnessing the source of creativity through the development of consciousness. And he has realized the value of Atma, his own unbounded self, and its relationship to making art. So basically, Wade has been a sponge for knowledge and experience, soaking up knowledge in the classroom and experience in his own unbounded self with his perfect attendance in the dome, and then squeezing that knowledge and experience out into his art. As a result, he has been transformed, rising to realize a greater vision of what can be beautiful and magical in life and in art. Since finishing his coursework, this is over the last several months, Wade has been applying this knowledge and experience for the Department of Physiology and Health, editing videos which will be used for distance education. So please join me in congratulating Wade Kernahan for his outstanding achievements and to wish him success in every endeavor in the future.
This award came as quite a surprise to me, seeing as the first I heard about it was when I got an email saying that asking me if they had the spelling of my name right so it could be printed properly on tonight's program. It's quite an honor to be recognized in this way. The way I see art and the process of making art began to change with my first art classes here at MUM. And continued to change throughout my studies. And that's definitely due to the experience and teaching skill of my instructors. Their emphasis on the creative process, simplicity, and the freedom to try any idea that came to you. If you're in Dale's class, you might receive the instruction to make a sculpture. And that was the assignment. And then you'd be given the understanding of what you had done. And I'd like to thank all my instructors for their knowledge and especially for their dedication to their work. When I first came to MUM to study art, I thought that I had to have a very clear idea of what the end result of my art should be. And if I didn't achieve that, that I had failed. But now my approach to making art is this. Begin. Ideas come along the way, unexpected things happen that you like, and you can include those, and try not to think about what you're doing. Thank you.
Next, we will have four awards from the Department of Management and Business Administration. These awards will be given by Dr. Rachel Goodman, Professor of Business Administration, Dr. David Goodman, Professor of Business Administration, Dr. Andy Bargerstock, Director of the Accounting Professionals Program, and also by Dr. Dennis Heaton, Professor of Management.
So on behalf of the whole management department, we're offering this award to Yali Jiang. She's a remarkable young lady who is at home wherever she is in the world. She's truly a global citizen. No one is a stranger to Yali. And no job is too difficult for her to tackle and succeed in accomplishing. Yali's smiling presence alone makes any work seem easier. Yali has excelled academically at the university with a 3.96 average in her undergraduate classes. She has also demonstrated a commitment to her own personal growth with a 4.0 average in the development of consciousness. In addition to her activities as a student and her participation in the Transcendental Meditation Program, Yali has also served in two administrative areas. She is the office manager for the art department, where she has ably assisted professors in preparations for their classes and has handled tasks ranging from creating purchase orders to poster making. She has also worked for the past year as a formatter and InDesign program specialist trained by Daryl Llewellyn on the consciousness-based education book series. Her superior computer skills and careful, intelligent focus were valuable assets in the production of the 12 volumes of this series, presenting the university's research and theoretical papers. She accomplishes That's quite an achievement in itself, all her help, all her careful help. She accomplishes her work with competence, creativity, and grace. The university has been fortunate that Yali chose to come here as a student, as she is an example of kindness, happiness, shining intelligence, and consciousness. Fortunately, she's continuing her education here in the MBA program, and we know that she will always be successful in whatever she chooses to do in her life.
Thank you. First, I thank Maharishi for starting MUM and gave me a chance to enrich my life in US. I also gave special thanks to the faculty of MUM, especially the professor in the business and art departments. And also to Rachel Goodman, Nancy Watkins, and Dara Llewellyn. Thank you for showing a keen interest in improving my life, and for always offering so much more than is required of you. Thank you for illuminating my world with your own light. Without you, I couldn't stand here today. Second, I offer my thanks to my dear friends, for always being there, no matter whether I was happy or sad. We shared and grew together. Because of you, I truly enjoy my time in college and live a fulfilling life. I also thank my parents for all the things you gave and are given me. You have taken care of me for 22 years. Now, it's my turn. Papa, Mama, 谢谢你们. It's also my turn to do something for society and to contribute to our work. I thank all of you. You taught me love, gratitude, knowledge, responsibility, and strength. I will keep a kind heart in return. We all have knowledge and dreams. Now we have our means to fulfill our dreams. We can take our own steps and move ahead. We can steer ourselves in any direction we choose. We are on our own. We know what we know, and we are the ones who will decide where to go. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have envisioned. Thank you.
We are proud to bestow the Outstanding Student Award for MBA graduates upon Jeremy Jones. Jeremy is the most amazing young man. He is a deep and profound thinker, but also a man of action. As an undergraduate, he spent a year on Purusha, a program for one-pointed development of consciousness, and returned to Maharishi University of Management, eager to put the knowledge he has gained to work. He took second-year MBA courses in his senior undergraduate year so he could be prepared to apply the knowledge from the quality and sustainable continuous improvement courses to help the university. He also did an analysis of the strengths and weaknesses of the personnel department, spending last summer and fall doing an internship that involved working with the personnel office addressing these issues. One of the things he accomplished was to develop more training programs for administrators. He organized leadership training workshops for department heads and introduced lean management throughout the university. He was able to get to the key issues quickly and incisively, as if he were a seasoned consultant. Jeremy gains knowledge easily and finds ways to apply this knowledge just as easily. He exhibits how knowledge is for action, achievement, and fulfillment, and how knowledge is structured in consciousness with its basis in the self or the Atma. Among last year's Bachelor's of Arts recipients, Jeremy was the outstanding business student, and it is no surprise to anyone who knows him that he has repeated this accomplishment through his MBA work. Jay Gurdav.
Thank you, Dr. Goodman. First of all, I wanted to thank everyone that's contributed to my MUM experience. It's been a lot of people. Everyone in the business department, everyone at the university, everyone that I worked with in my internship. I've grown immensely, and I want to thank everyone who's helped me along the way. I want to share an insight that I took away from my internship during my MBA. After being in numerous meetings and working with many individuals at MUM, I was reflecting on what I was doing and what makes effective leaders. I realized that my work, strategic planning, value stream mapping, and other forms of organizational development could all be boiled down to one thing, which is adding energy and intelligence to the system. I also realized that an effective leader is one who adds energy and intelligence in every interaction. This is why Craig Pearson is such an effective leader. This may not seem like a brilliant revelation, but its implication is that we need to develop our energy and intelligence so that we are growing in the amount of energy and intelligence that we bring to every situation and that we have to contribute. And at MUM, when you ask how to develop energy and intelligence, people know the answer because we have TM, an effective technique to develop energy and intelligence. When looking back, I am incredibly grateful to have spent my last 5 years as a student at MUM, practicing TM and developing my energy and intelligence to take forward in my life. I'm honored to receive this award. Thank you.
I'm proud to announce the Accounting Professionals MBA Outstanding Student Award for 2010, going to Halet Ahmad Bashir. Halet has been an exemplary student, a shining light in the accounting MBA program ever since she arrived in January 2009. She excels at everything that she undertakes. We applaud her professionalism, her endless energy, and her ability to achieve goals in record time. She participated in two of my classes, always arriving well prepared, often stimulating vigorous class discussions through her penetrating questions and insights. In order to graduate this spring, 1 year early, Halet had to complete 3 distance education courses this semester. No one has ever before accomplished such a feat. In fact, students normally are challenged to complete 1 distance education course each semester due to work responsibilities. So realize that she did 3 while she was holding down a full-time job. We all had our doubts about whether she could accomplish this, but she received an A in all 3 courses. And now she can return home to Ethiopia to take care of her family responsibilities. We wish her an abundance of good fortune and happiness. Hallett especially embodies one of Maharishi's fundamentals of business and industry, and that is the fundamental of initiative, which represents the spur to action, the first mover, the person who gains advantage by making things happen. Hallett has proved beyond all doubts that she makes things happen no matter what the challenge. Although there are many other very accomplished accounting MBAs, many who are right in this room right now, we hold this gold medal representing the Outstanding Student Award to Hallett Bashir.
I used to be good at public speech. I'm afraid I can't do that anymore. I'm very proud and honored to be here before you today. I'm sure all graduates share this extreme sense of excitement. Although none of my family members are here, actually my friends are here, I would like to thank my husband and my little three-year-old son. You have given me so much, and I appreciate your love and support. I might not think of this honor without you. Thanks to all accounting MBA staff members for your enormous effort to make us very competent professionals. We have been taking much of the staff's time because it has not been so easy to deal with matters. You supported us a lot, and I can't thank you enough, especially Ms. Karen Slowick and Dr. Bargerstock. I loved my time at MUM and did indeed learn enough and have a lifetime experience. Dear graduates, you had worked very, very hard, and you sure have succeeded, and you must be very proud of yourselves because you deserve to be so. I have a message for graduates, especially for those who came from developing countries. We should never forget all the people and events that have shaped us so far, including family, friends, home, schools, and colleges, and most importantly, our countries. In spite of having different religious, cultural, and political views, we must not forget our countries whom we belong to. We must not forget our people who made us who we are. We must not forget even for a second from where we come. We must help our countries and our people in whatever form we can. I'm sure we all have learned from these countries, these great countries' experience that giving without expecting something to receive is the base for development. አመሰግናለሁ መልካም እድል ለሁላችሁም እንኳን ደስ ያላችሁ meaning congratulations and good luck to you all.
This year's outstanding graduate for the PhD in management is Wenchan Sanchez. Her pioneering research has found that consumers in Taiwan who know which foods have genetically modified ingredients are willing to pay more for food which is not genetically modified. Her dissertation also includes a discussion of how Maharishi Vedic organic agriculture provides food quality which is most nourishing to life. Wenchan says that as she integrated Maharishi Vedic science into her research, she found that this field of knowledge is what fulfills her most, Because of her love of it, she now wants to teach Maharshi Vedic science to others. Aside from her academic excellence while attending MUM, Wenchen has learned the TM City program, spent a summer on the Invincible America Assembly, applied to TM teacher training, and married Adolf Sanchez, a member of MUM staff. Hey, Adolf. As a group, our PhD in management students are bringing the light of natural law into every area of management. For all her accomplishments, we are very proud of Wenchen, who so richly deserves this recognition as the outstanding 2010 graduate in the PhD in management program.
Good evening. I wouldn't be here receiving this award without the help of so many people. I would like first thank Dr. Heaton for encouraging me, guiding me, and pushing me very, 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 very hard. For 5 years. I would also like to thank Dr. Kavanaugh, Dr. Renfors for their statistical guidance. I'm grateful to Nancy Watkins and Tony Ariki for all they had done. I appreciate my husband for his love and support. Next, I'm delighted to introduce my dissertation, The Influence of Consumer Knowledge on Willingness to Pay for non-genetically modified food in Taiwan, a structural equation model. In this study, I used a theoretical framework, the theory of plant behavior, to explore the factors that may influence willingness to pay for non-genetically modified food. The survey was conducted in Taipei. A total of 571 survey responses was analyzed through PATH analysis. PATH analysis is especially designed for explain the causal relationship in the model. For example, consumer knowledge about GM food could directly influence their willingness to pay more for non-genetically modified food. Consumer knowledge also can indirectly influence their willingness to pay through their attitudes toward genetically modified food, and also through the intention to eat or not to eat GM food. Therefore, the total effect of consumer knowledge on willingness to pay must be stronger than the direct effect only. There are 6 research hypotheses in the study. The key hypothesis, hypothesis 1, hypothesized that an increased consumer knowledge will result in an increased willingness to pay more for non-genetically modified food. Result showed that the influence of consumer knowledge on willingness to pay was statistically significant. These findings indicate that there is demand for non-genetically modified food in Taiwan. And this demand calls for different agriculture, such as Maharishi Whitaker Organic Culture. Thank you.
The next award for computer science will be presented by Dr. Keith Levi, Professor of Computer Science and Chairperson of the Department of Computer Science.
Thank you. There are 100 students graduating with their Master's of Science and Computer Science degrees from Maharshi University of Management this year. All of these students have demonstrated both academic and professional competence. They have all directly experienced their own self as the basis of the broad awareness and fine intellect that is fundamental to success in computer science and in life. And to represent this large and outstanding graduate class, we have selected two very outstanding students, Erdenbillet John Schiefdorf, also known as Ebba, and also Najib Waleed Najib. So Ebba has a 3.97 GPA and was always a shining light in class. Ebba has a bright alertness about him, a quick and easy smile, twinkle in the eye, and razor sharp intellect. He not only mastered classroom material, but was always asking for reference sources and exploring topics outside classes on his own. Professors remarked that his questions in class often pushed them to research and think more deeply about issues. One professor remarked that he has never seen any other student complete a series of challenging assignments as quickly or accurately as Ebba, and concluded that he is one of the very top students in the history of our program. The lively and bright awareness that Ebba embodies reflects his experience of his own quiet awareness, pure consciousness, the self, and based on his broad awareness and lively intellect, we're sure that Ebba will continue to find great success in his career and all his actions. Ebba has been working for a small venture startup company located on the campus of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and I just recently found out that in the little over a year that he's been there at this small company on the campus of MIT, they've hired four other of our graduate students from our little program. And in addition, recently his Ebba's boss, the chief technical officer for their company, came from MIT out to Fairfield, Iowa to interview students. So, congratulations.
Thanks for this honor, and I would love to acknowledge my gratitude to all the staff of MUM, especially great professors like the Greg Guthrie, Clyde Ruby, Ralph Banker, Kit Levi, and many of the brilliant computer science professors for providing us all the necessary tools and necessary and sufficient tools of knowledge to succeed in our careers. Thanks to Len Guthrie, Anna, Craig, CG, and Bhavan, and other teams in admission office for giving us opportunity to come to U.S. and study in this magnificent university. Thanks for our placement office. Thanks for placement office being there with us to find a job in one of the greatest economic downturn in 2008, and IT department kitchen staffs and making kitchen staffs are making our life more joyful here and in MUM. Thanks for all the students and all the people in MUM for being here for a part of my life and this great moment. Thank you.
Okay, so we also have Najib Waleed Najib receiving the same student award. Stand. Najib had a perfect 4.0 GPA. Faculty comments regarding Najib included total professional, dived into labs and everything with enthusiasm, always a joy to interact with, always positive and constructive, highly enthusiastic, infectious in his enthusiasm. Najib is the only person we have ever invited to join faculty straight from his graduate studies. When Najib teaches, he overwhelms with energy and enthusiasm. He carries his students through his lectures with this enthusiasm. One of his teaching techniques is to disperse candy to encourage active participation. Typically by throwing it to the students in far corners of the room. Which adds a level of excitement and mayhem to his classes. Besides watching for new nuggets of knowledge, students also must be ever vigilant for flying nuggets of candy. Najib's ongoing willingness to forego lucrative job offers in favor of the more subtle rewards of being an MUM faculty member demonstrate his deep appreciation of experiencing his own inner silent awareness, that level of awareness that is the foundation of his bright intellect and boundless enthusiasm and energy. Congratulations, Najib.
Thank you. When appreciating, one finds so many things to appreciate, but so few words to express that with. But I will try. I hope with these few words, I'm also expressing what other students and graduates from this program and university feel. So first, I would like to say merci beaucoup for the award. Mucho gracias for accepting us all over here. Cheche for accepting our differences. Amasiganalu for the efforts this university puts to make us all feel as if we're back home. Danyavad shukriya for sharing with us your knowledge. Maramang salamat po for the food. Believe me, it has improved since the first day I came here. Shukran for the wonderful smiles we always see on everyone's faces over here. Toda raba. I hope that's Jewish, right? Okay. For the wonderful celebrations you make. Teramakesh banyak banyak for giving us a choice. Okay. Obrigado for movie nights. Spasadaba for being living examples of what you teach. That's supposed to be in Russian, I hope. And thank you for showing us layers of life we never even thought existed. Jay to all of you.
The next award in education will be given by Professor Paula Armstrong.
The Education Department is delighted to recognize Tanya Handapangoda as the outstanding student this year. Miss Tanya, as she's called by her students, came to us from Sri Lanka knowing that she wanted to be an elementary teacher. In our elementary education program, Tanya was a model student, always focused and motivated to do her best. She was a quiet leader. Tanya charms everyone she meets, including her own students. Making sure that her students are learning is, of course, one of her goals, and she's found out that making sure the class is a fun place to learn is the way to achieve that goal. I've seen her lead her class as they experiment with magnetism and electricity, as they make pioneer dolls from wooden spoons, and as they learn adjectives by designing a menu for Pizza Hut. And of course, the class then had to take a field trip to make sure that the pizza was as good as they described it. But behind the fun, you can always see that Tanya is determined to reach and support her diverse students emotionally and academically. And she brings out their best through her belief in their abilities. Her cooperating teacher and her principal, when she was student teaching, have described her as having a positive and professional attitude, that she's willing to go the extra mile and do whatever it takes to reach her goals. If you have the opportunity to visit with Miss Tanya, you will see why she has such glowing recommendations. We hope that Tanya will continue with our Fairfield education community for the years to come.
Thank you. The first time I heard about MUM, I was sitting in front of my computer in Sri Lanka, looking on Google for a college or university to attend. When I reached the MUM homepage, I was attracted to the block system and wanted to learn more. As I read about MUM, I began to feel I had found the place to fulfill my dream of becoming a teacher. Since the first day I arrived, MUM has felt like home away from home. What I find special about MUM is that you can easily find a common ground with everyone to get into a deeper conversation about anything, because everyone here is functioning from the same deep level of understanding about life. After an amazing 3.5 years of being a student at MUM, the home of consciousness-based education, I now believe that I have developed myself, my potential, and I have a better understanding of who I am. My experience being a student at MUM was like coming to a tiny door that slowly opened into an enormous, enlightened place where all things were possible and where I am in tune with the source of all creation. I hope and pray many students can gain the same experience here at MUM in years to come. I want to take this opportunity to thank my parents, my relatives, my friends here at MUM, the faculty and staff for all their love, support, encouragement, and guidance, without which this fulfilling and joyful journey wouldn't have been possible. Thank you.
The next award for literature will be given by Professor Ninka Passi.
I am so pleased and honored to offer the award for Outstanding Student for the Literature and Writing Department to our dear student, Dariana Travis. I I talked with Dariana before I wrote my speech, and she told me that MUM for her had been one long, drawn-out epiphany experience. She said that MSAE for her had been mind, but MUM was heart. And here she learned to love herself and to gain confidence, allowing her to get ready to go out into the world and share what she has to give. In our literature and writing program, she was an exemplary student. Steeped in Maharishi's knowledge from a young age, she brought a thoughtful resolve to each class, intelligently developing her ideas and calmly stating her perspectives. The first class I had her in was a composition class, and I immediately noticed that she had the same meticulous research that must run, ability to do meticulous research that must run in her family. She also was still a little bit shy and stayed in the background far more than she needed to, considering her abilities. About a half a year later, I had her in a personal essay class, and I immediately noticed a great shift. The first thing I noticed was that Dariana presented herself very differently. She had always been dressed wonderfully, but all of a sudden she dressed particularly sharply, and it turned out she had been under the tutelage of her good friend Jared Brown, who was her personal fashion consultant. At the same time, she also began to write very personally from the heart, and I could tell what a loving, warm nest she came from and how much heart there was in her family that nourished who she became as a wonderful young woman. She wrote the most climactic essay, and one of my favorite essays ever written by one of my students is about her father, Fred Travis, professor at this university. And I found out a lot about her father I had never known. I found out that he could hide 14, 16 penny nails in his beard when he was a roofer on Cape Cod. And once when he was traveling with the fisherman players, he played an archangel. And as he was standing on stage, the actor who played God was threatening to fall off a ladder, and the archangel Fred Travis could just barely catch God. Everyone in our class loved Dariana's essay, and she read it for open mic, and everyone there loved her essay, and she and I both posted it on Facebook a number of times, and everybody loved her essay. And this taught Dariana that she had a voice, she had something to say. In her Renaissance class, taught by our department head, Terry Fairchild, Dariana conquered her fear of having opinions and sharing her opinions with others. It was a very small class, and one of the students was Ben Kaplan. And for those of you who don't know Ben Kaplan is very logical, and he makes very good arguments that are airtight and very hard to argue with. But Dariana found that she disagreed with him on something and argued her case, and he conceded the point. And as Dariana put it to me, if Ben concedes a point, you know you can stand your ground. Her culminating experience in our department was her exit paper on Annie Dillard's Pilgrim at Tinker Creek. And Dariana fell in love with Dillard's way of seeing the world on a minute level. Just as Annie Dillard tries to pinpoint the exact moment when winter turns to spring, Dariana had done that same thing since she was a child, trying to see the exact difference between one thing and another. And that's what literature and writing teach, perception. Jim Fairchild, her graduate her faculty advisor, told me that it was the best exit paper he'd ever received, and that Dariana had particularly demonstrated an enormous resolve in her way of revision. Now Dariana is studying education, and she wants to teach young children. She wants to teach young children the same lessons that changed her own life, and I have no doubt that she will, and that she will go out in the world and transform many, many, many people with her wonderful voice. Thank you.
So I'd just like to take there. Okay, I'd like to take this chance to appreciate the literature faculty, and you obviously, literature classes teach analyzing literature. But the funny thing about it is it's actually done best through peer discussion, as Ninka mentioned. And I've kind of come to doubt that you can actually have a good discussion with an inexperienced literature student and a faculty member. It's just the faculty knows too much. You can't have a real, getting into it kind of discussion. So they actually kind of just get out of the way and just provide this time and this space and the materials and, a few pertinent questions for you to discuss. And you just let the students teach each other. And so I just wanted to thank Jim and Terry Fairchild, the literature department literature teachers, for challenging me intellectually and requiring me to have opinions. I remember maybe it was high school, early college, when I was told in literature you can't say, I think this is it. You have to say, this is what I see in this piece of literature. You don't think that's a big change, but that little change of, this is true, not I think it's true. For those of you who don't know, in the writing major, you take half literature, half writing classes, and Ninka's the writing class master. So I wanted to thank her for challenging me emotionally, because writing nonfiction is a surprisingly vulnerable experience, and I grew to absolutely love it. And Ninka just kind of nudges your writing a little tiny bit, and you don't even realize she's doing it, and suddenly you're saying what you actually mean to say, which is surprisingly difficult if you've never tried it. Just wanted to thank you, Terry, Jim, Dara, Ninka, for this award and for making me much better read and far more eloquent than I was 4 years ago.
Next, we will have several awards from the Department of Maharshi Vedic Science. These awards will be given by Rod Eason, Professor of Maharshi Vedic Science, Dr. Evan Finkelstein, Professor of Maharshi Vedic Science, and Dr. Patricia Oates, Professor of Maharshi Vedic Science.
Good evening. The Maharshi Vedic Science Department has many fine students, but tonight we're very pleased to present Joss Palin with the Outstanding Student Award for MVS undergraduates. Joss comes to us from the land down under, where he and his five brothers and sisters were born into a family of meditators. His parents are both teachers of transcendental meditation, and his father is currently director of communications for the TM program in Australia. Joss grew up 5 minutes from the beach in Sydney, and when you ask him about his interests, it's no surprise that he puts surfing at the top of the list. In fact, it seems as though Joss pretty much grew up in the water. As an elite young athlete, Joss won 16 Australian national age titles in springboard and platform diving. Any student at this university can explain the principle of diving, but Joss is one who has the medals to back it up. I had the pleasure of teaching Joss in 3 classes this year, and he excelled in each of them, continually demonstrating a strong command of the knowledge as well as the ability to express it in original and engaging ways. And as was noted earlier this evening, Joss is also the valedictorian for this year's class, graduating with honors summa cum laude. For his senior project, Joss utilized his development skills to create a Maharshi Vedic Science knowledge website that includes a searchable database for MVS principles and terms, Vedic expressions in both Sanskrit and English, and quotes from Maharshi and other valuable information. After graduation, Joss plans to return to Australia and work as a freelance web developer to save money for the Transcendental Meditation Teacher Training Program. Consistent with his character, Joss's ambition is not limited to his own success. He's conceived of a TM Center business model where he will offer prospective teachers an internship that would generate funding for them to attend the teacher training course and at the same time gain valuable on-the-job experience in promotion, presentation, and business management skills that they could then apply to running their own TM Center. Joss's parents were unable to make the long journey here to attend his graduation, but I'm sure they're very proud of him, as is the entire Maharshi Vedic Science Department. So please join me in congratulating the epitome of an outstanding student, Joss Palin.
Good evening. So about a year ago, I was taking a class with Dr. Tom Egnos. And there's something about Dr. Egnos's classes that makes you feel completely fulfilled, simply in the wonder of your own existence. So one day after class, I left, fulfilled as usual, to go and see a motivational speaker who was presenting in town. And he turned out to be a great speaker. So I left feeling really pumped up, like I was going to go out there and get it, you know? Get rich, get successful, get everything I ever wanted. But shortly after, it occurred to me that I had walked in fulfilled, and I had walked out feeling like there was something lacking, something that I needed to go out there and get. And when I tried... And when I tried to pinpoint what that was, I couldn't find anything. So on realizing this, I basically just dismissed everything that I'd heard and went back to being fulfilled. Anyway, where I'm headed with this story is that a lot of people ask me what you get out of a Maharshi Vedic Science degree, because since it's not career-oriented. And for me, the most valuable thing I've taken out of it is just that, just an ever-increasing sense of inner fulfillment, regardless of what's going on outside. I wanted to take this opportunity to thank each and every member of the Maharshi Vedic Science Department, because I feel like that's one of the most valuable things anyone could ever be given. And now as I graduate, it feels like that sense of fulfillment is so strong that not even the best motivational speaker could take it away from me. Thank you.
Can Stephen Hobson come up? So Stephen Hobson came to MUM with a very rich background. He was a Wall Street stockbroker, a motivational speaker. Sorry, Joss. That's why you weren't sitting close to Joss. He was a motivational speaker lecturing about overcoming obstacles and the author of a book on this same topic, very soon to be published. One of Stephen's greatest accomplishments is to be the first instrument-rated deaf pilot in the world. He told us how learning to fly an airplane was one of his deepest desires and how almost no one thought he could do it. But he is unstoppable, and he proved his invincibility. Being deaf from birth, never prevented Stephen from accomplishing anything he set his heart to do. All the professors in the Maharshi Vedic Science Department have appreciated Stephen's immense enthusiasm and motivation. Stephen pursued his studies with a passion and vitality that made him an inspirational leader among his peers and his teachers. This year, his biggest challenge was learning to read Sanskrit. But for our invincible Stephen, a great challenge just makes him smile and then laugh. Everyone who meets Stephen becomes his friend. He radiates energy, love, compassion, and tops it off with a great sense of humor. One of Stephen's friends, and he has multitudes of friends, one of his friends said this: Stephen just lifts you up with his cheerfulness, his confident approach to everything, and his profound ability to make everyone around him just feel good. He lights up the place with his blissfulness, and we all totally love him. So it is with great pleasure and joy that on behalf of the Department of Maharshi Vedic Science, we are very pleased to give you this award for the outstanding full-time student at the master's level to Stephen Hobson.
Thank you. It's quite an honor to receive this award. By the way, I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm a transformational speaker. I couldn't have gotten this award with some very, very special people. First of all, my parents are here, my mom and dad. When I first came here, I was wondering how I was going to understand everything in the classroom. When I first began learning Sanskrit, I actually had a rough time at first. I had a very rough time at first. I had no idea how I was going to awaken the dormant part of my brain that deals with language. That part of the brain was dead. Dead. The part of the brain that deals with language, gone, out the window. But little did I know that I had nothing to worry about. Nothing. Thanks to the technology of transcendental meditation and the TM Siddha program, I've learned how to harness the power of natural law, which provided me with everything that I needed to succeed at MUM. I cannot accept this award without recognizing a few people, some very, very special people, who helped me make it possible. One thing that I've learned is that we cannot do things on our own. We need help from other people. When we go after our dreams, we need help from other people. Would you agree? So, when we were first looking for an interpreter, it just so happened that I found Leslie Goldstein. She became my interpreter for the whole year. Thanks to her, I was not only able to participate in classroom discussions, but I was also able to absorb the incredible power of Maharaj's knowledge. Whenever Leslie wasn't around, I had some help from some very special people, some of whom may be here, some of whom may not be. But I would like to recognize my close friend, Adam Delfiner. Right, stand up. Whenever Leslie wasn't around, he was more than happy to jump in. And there were some other people also, including the Hobbit, who I don't know, is not here. Okay, well, I want to recognize him as well. And Becky Rothkopf, she's not here either. But they're here with me in spirit. I'm also extremely grateful for all of my professors. Where are they? There they are. And they're over here, too. They allowed me to learn Sanskrit at my own pace. And because of that, I am now reading Sanskrit. I am going to read something to you. Vasudhaiva Kutubakam. The world is my family. Jai Guru Das.
The Department of Maharshi Vedic Science is delighted to give the award for outstanding student for the part-time master's program to Lawrence Schief. Lawrence comes from London, as I'm sure most of you know, and you may also know that for 20 years he directed the international design team for Maharshi's worldwide programs, creating books, exhibitions, posters, brochures, fabric, and even interior design under Maharshi's guidance. In 1995, Lawrence began a continuing series of paintings called Absolute Image, The Structure of Consciousness in Visual Form. If you haven't yet seen these paintings, you should all pay a visit to the Raj to behold them. We've taken the guests who are here for my husband's graduation out there just to see Lawrence's paintings, and they've been completely awestruck. These paintings, along with Lawrence's ongoing analysis of them and his writings, have drawn inspiration from mathematics and physics. Lawrence has correlated principles from math and physics with the basic principles from Maharshi Vedic science. He's taken basic geometrical structures such as the point, line, circle, triangle, and square, and created stunning visual images by combining these forms with color. The resulting symmetrical paintings are a rich network of beauty that we who know them think should definitely end up, and probably will end up, in the world's top museums and galleries. Lawrence has been a graduate student in the MA in Maharshi Vedic Science program for the past 3 years, bringing his love of art and his profound understanding of consciousness to the study of Vedic science. He's proven himself to be an ideal student. I was thinking about that little expression, ideal student, and I realized that as a teacher, probably most teachers have this experience. When you walk into a classroom, there are certain students who the room can have 50 people in it, but if that one student is there, it makes you so happy. You just feel like nothing is going to be missed. Everything is going to register profoundly and perfectly in at least one intelligence in the room, probably all of them, but that one is enough to bring that complete fulfillment. And Lawrence is that kind of ideal student. He learned so enthusiastically, mastering material from Maharshi's books and lectures. He wrote the finest possible papers and gave superb presentations that have been appreciated deeply by both students and faculty. For these years as a graduate student at this university and for his years of dedicated service to Maharshi over many years, the Department of Maharshi Vedic Science enthusiastically gives the award for outstanding student to Lawrence Schieff.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the honor of this award, although I feel it could have gone to any of my classmates. What a privilege it was to study with them. A rich variety of personalities together each week, like a family, and all dedicated to knowledge. I have often said, when one looks at the world as it is, one can only conclude that nothing can possibly save it. However, when one looks at Maharshi's knowledge, one can only conclude that nothing can possibly resist it. In 1968, I went to a weekend course given by Maharshi at Keele University in England. I had been meditating for about 2 years. In his very first lecture, Maharshi described how Vedic science was going to change the world. In that moment, I was completely convinced that Maharshi was going to do it. I consider it one of the greatest blessings of my life that this conviction has never left me. The knowledge one gains here in the master's degree program in Maharshi Vedic Science is totally fulfilling. The course gives one a grasp of its power to transform the world to all good to everyone and non-good to no one, as Maharshi used to put it. I would like to acknowledge and give thanks to MUM's enlightened administrators and faculty, all extremely rare and precious people. They are a gift to us all. My most cherished of Maharshi's sayings is, "Thy will be done, and here I am to do it." The wise throughout time have said, "Thy will be done," but only our Maharshi would think to add, "And here I am to do it." The sentiment Maharshi expressed was that the Almighty has given us everything. We can do it ourselves. We should not bother the Almighty for anything. The university is the continuum of that commitment. What a gift from Maharshi to have such an institution present on earth. And more than that, to have this institution overseen and guided by the world's greatest custodians of Maharshi's Vedic science in the forms of Maharaja Ram, Dr. Morris, and our invincible Raja of America, Dr. John Hagling. Long may they live, long may they live to bless us and all the future generations of the world with their invaluable organizing power. Thank you all for the beauty of your coherence and the blissful atmosphere you create. Without doubt, it is going to make America and the whole family of nations invincible. Jai Gurudev.
The next award will be presented by Dr. Ann Dow, Chairperson and Professor of Mathematics.
I'm delighted to present the Outstanding Student Award in Mathematics to Chris Gunlock. Chris came to us as a transfer student and has been with us for 3 years. It's been 3 years of steady progress. In fact, a good way to describe Chris is steady. Whatever comes up in the way of his progress, Chris works steadily to overcome. In class, his work was steady and sure. He always came to class prepared. He always made sure he understood every point in class, including points relating topics to Maharshi Vedic science. He was always willing to put a problem on the board or to give a thoughtful, intelligent answer to a question from the teacher, or to ask a thoughtful, intelligent question. He has a way of providing a steady foundation for a class. Other words describing Chris are lively, intelligent, inquiring, creative, appreciative, persevering, respectful, sincere, kind, cheerful, helpful. Chris is naturally helpful. He volunteered to represent MUM to visitors at every visitor's weekend I can remember. He's an exemplary representative of MUM and all that it stands for. He is always ready to provide assistance to other students in class, and he makes time available to regularly tutor students who need extra help with their math. He is sought after as a highly valued teaching assistant in physics and mathematics. Chris aspires to the highest goals in life. He values his TM program enough to make the big step to take the TM City program, which he now values even more. He understands deeply the value of proper rest and a regular program, both for doing mathematics well and for living life well. Chris has confidence and faith in himself. He questions and finds the right answers. He has built a strong foundation for increasing confidence and faith in himself in his meditation program. He successfully tackled the challenging major in mathematics and has come to realize he can master anything he puts his mind to. We congratulate Chris for his dedication to his TM Cities program, his courage, and his success during his undergraduate years at MUM, and in accomplishing the integrated, expanding qualities of intellect, heart, and mind, and the vision of life that are the goal of MUM. We wish him well in whatever he chooses to pursue in his life. Whatever he does will embody the highest principles.
Well, there's some people I want to say thanks to. Mom and Dad, you guys, you played a big part in all this. Took on a big financial burden. I appreciate that. And put up with a lot of indecision and some maybe things that you didn't understand at first about me, but I hope that come together in due time. I want to thank my classmates for being just some real unique people. I never thought that I could respect my classmates as much as I could have since I came here. Especially these last few that I spent this last course with. And I got to say, you guys are probably the most serious math students I've ever met. You know you're good at math when you have time to sit back and tell a joke that only math people would understand. So, it's been great to have that support, to work hard, to continue to strive for my best when I'm in class. I want to thank TM. It's been intense. It's been good. There's no real good way to describe it except that there's just a lot of progress, and progress is a lot of fun. I want to thank my professors. I've had some pretty wonderful people teach my math courses here, especially Ann Dow. I did a few calculations, and I realized that I think I've spent more time with Ann Dow than any other person at MUM. I've had so many classes with her. So needless to say, she's been a big influence in my life and a great one for my experience here at MUM. Originally I wanted to think of something shocking and weird to say when I got up here, since they gave me this opportunity to say whatever I want in front of all these people. But to be honest, all I can think of is just expressing my gratitude for this experience I've had here. It's been more than I bargained for, really. I've learned that finding who I am and being confident with who I am as an individual person is really a joyful thing to go through. And I feel a sense of responsibility to give back to this planet. I came in here not thinking that would be my conclusion that I'd make after all this, but it really is wonderful. I just have a lot of thanks for everybody involved with all this, all the beautiful people at MUM, so thank you very much.
The next award for Media and Communications will be given by Professor Gertie Leet, Chair of the Media and Communications Department.
For this year's Outstanding Student in Media and Communications, we are so happy to honor Melina Hubiner. Melina is such an embodiment of joy, love, intelligence, kindness, passion for life, and relentless creativity. It's so refreshing to be around Melina. She leads her life as such a joyful adventure. Her natural enthusiasm for everything is contagious, and it's inspiring that she always does her best and always makes good use of her time. She is fearless and gentle, dynamic and at peace, compassionate and insightful. Her work in a variety of media consistently touches the heart, captivates the senses, and enlivens the mind. We feel so happy that Melina chose to come here from her home far away to be with us and to pursue her studies in the context of Maharishi Vedic science-based education. And that the result of that is that she exhibits so many qualities of an ideal student. Here is a young person who has truly connected to the silent, completely charming intelligence that lies deep within each of us, and that's our very essence, Atma, our own self. It's so satisfying to us to see that she has connected that powerful, joyful, silent creativity and intelligence that is her innermost self so completely, over and over, to all her undertakings in our classes. When we think of Milena and her future, it's not hard to imagine how great the world soon will be.
Thank you so much. I feel really honored and really pleased to be here. If I look at myself right now and I look back for 2 years, I really see myself in a different place. I came from home, from Germany, and wasn't really able to speak English, and didn't really know what I wanted to study. I was always excited about knowledge and had that drive to learn, but I never really knew what to study. And then I finally ended up in Rachel Goodman's office trying to fix my career and trying to decide which way to go. And she asked me if I wanted to study math. I said, yeah, that sounds interesting. And then she asked me what about sustainability. I was like, yeah, sounds good too. So we went through all these different majors that they offered at MUM, and everything sounds appealing. And then she came to communications and media and I said, well, I don't know. I don't think so. And then funnily enough, I found myself in an airplane flying out to New York 2 weeks later with this big camera in my hands, and I didn't even know how to use it, but I was supposed to shoot a documentary. And it was really interesting. I didn't really, it took me a while to see that that is actually where my passion lies, but I'm really glad that other people notice it. And I'm especially glad to Jessica Keane and Stuart Towner, good lead, and Lee Badgley, who really brought out that passion in me and made me, made myself realize that that's, I guess, what I'm supposed to do for now and for a little longer in my life, and that I'm exploring myself through this form of art, and I'm highly enjoying it. So I'm really glad, really, really thankful that that this university gave me the place and the room, the space to explore my passion and really find it. And now I feel so centered in my discipline, I'm not even doubting at all that I didn't make the right choice when I went this path. So it's always good to know that you're on the right path for that people recognize it. So I thank everyone who's helped me so much to grow in the past years, and I thank all of you for recognizing me to be on the right path.
The Outstanding Student Award for Physiology and Health will be given by Dr. Paul Moorhead, Associate Dean and Associate Chair.
Jay Gurdan. It's my great pleasure to honor with this year's Physiology and Health Outstanding Student Award, Jerry Lynn Poggia. Jerry Lynn Poggia is a bundle of sheer joy. Before coming here, Jerry was a professional dancer, leading the drill team for a professional NBA basketball franchise. On the court during halftime, she was a bundle of energy with a huge smile and incredible agility. That energy, precision, discipline, and joy brought Jerry success in everything she did here at MUM. She became a Siddha, smiling even more in every class. In fact, I hardly recall a time when Jerry was not smiling. She also found knowledge about the inner intelligence of the body very intriguing and transforming, and easily excelled in her studies in Marshi Ayurveda. She began to glow more and more. Jerry commented beautifully, "One of the most important things I learned is that good digestion is at the basis of longevity and living a happy life. Good digestion, not only on the level of consuming food, but also on the level of experience. The ability to properly digest and metabolize every experience is what allows for a life in bliss. I practice at this every day, like a superhero with newfound powers. And every day I feel a little bit more invincible. Jerry also, in her spare time, managed to train 20 non-dancers in very intricate hip-hop steps that brought the house down in last year's talent show. We're delighted that Jerry will now be serving as one of our admissions counselors at MUM. She's an outstanding example. Jerry's an outstanding example of consciousness-based education. We know that her knowledge, sweetness, and joy will draw many students to us, and her exceptional abilities will continue to garner cheers from every direction. Congratulations, Jerry. You are one of our superheroes. Take it away.
I think I need a booster seat. Okay. We've postponed the admissions counselor, but hopefully in the future. Thank you so much, Dr. Paul Moorhead, such a great and wonderful teacher. Looking back on my time before choosing to come to MUM, I realized that I was really searching for something, that something. Something that would remedy the subtle feeling of disconnect or sort of lack of wholeness. And when I came to MUM, I was so relieved to find exactly what I was looking for and so much more. I found fullness. Fullness in every experience. Fullness in both the knowledge I studied and in the knowledge I already carried, fullness in the connections I made with classmates and friends, fullness in every aspect of life. So thank you so much to the teachers and the faculty and staff who continue to work so hard to provide us with not only a wonderfully nourishing educational experience, but also a wonderful place to be able to evolve, to grow into the people we're really meant to be. To Dr. Paul Moorhead, Lee Smatic, and to really all of my teachers, I also did a minor in sustainable living, so all of my sustainable living teachers as well. Thank you so much for sharing so much of your experience, your passion, your knowledge, and for truly inspiring greatness in all of your students. Thank you so much for empowering us with the ability to really be able to enrich our lives and to really take hold of the reins. To also the many friends I have made in my time here at MUM, my hip-hop crew and dancing buddies, you are the reason I find myself back here in Fairfield about every other week since leaving in December. And to Anila, my 6-foot-tall blonde-haired twin, what would I do without you? I would die. And her family for also welcoming me in to their family like a second daughter. To Gabe and family, also for your love and support, and also for welcoming me into your family. And last but not least, to my parents, who had to take 4 flights out here from California to get to graduation. Wonderful. No matter how wild an adventure I take you on, no matter what crazy turn my life takes, you're always there loving me and supporting me, and that means the most. I love you this much.
Our final academic award will be given by Professor Lonnie Gamble in the Sustainable Living Department.
This year represents a milestone for me. It's the first time I have to read my notes with eyeglasses. Sustainability is about efficiency and substitution, doing more with less and the substitution of fossil fuels with solar energy. But this will never be enough to create a sustainable world. Deep sustainability is about radical redesign for regeneration and renewal. Radical redesign of the outer world for heaven on earth is utterly and completely dependent on the radical redesign of physiology for higher states of consciousness. Our sustainable living program is designed to create leaders in this great work of humanity for the next century. Already, remarkably, Todd Asherman is one of these leaders. So I'd like to thank Todd Asherman. Come on up, Todd. Okay. Todd, I had the great pleasure of traveling around with Professor Ken Daly with Todd Asherman in a small van for about 6 weeks, and I got to know Todd in a way that would be difficult in a educational system that didn't involve the block system, and it was a leadership adventure in sustainability, and it was fantastic to see Todd's leadership skills grow and develop there. And Todd has been a real leader here at the university. He started the first Global Student Council Sustainable Living. He was the representative for sustainable living. He started campus recycling, edible landscaping. He founded the student bike co-op, founded a series of green screen movie nights. He organized tree planting and maintenance, started the Fall Apple Festival. He was a TA for several courses. He went to the Ukraine and studied with world leaders in soil biology on an internship with Marishi Vedic Organic Agriculture, leading a group of students there. He was a student representative for the Green Trust, and he was, the founder of the Sustainable Living Council. So, you know, Todd has really demonstrated his leadership abilities here at the university and his leadership in this great work of the next generation in creating sustainability. Todd is from a third-generation meditating family, but Todd has actually taken this on as his own, and this development of consciousness through Marishi's programs as his own. He's been involved in the really exciting and fantastic effort among the next generation of meditators to rethink and recreate consciousness-based education here, and we want to thank him for that. I'll just read one little quote here from Todd and let him go. The highlight of my time at MUM was the sense of unity and a cause toward goodness. Everyone at MUM is here because of their belief that the endeavors of man can reach much further and deeper to create harmony, happiness, and wealth for ourselves, one another, and our planet. This theme is the basis for motivation at MUM. Coming together in such large numbers with such a beautiful intent for the world, peace between humans and peace between ecologies, is a place and time I can visit for inspiration for the rest of my life. Thank you, Todd. I'll respect Todd as a leader and a colleague in this effort for the rest of my life. So I'll turn this over to Todd. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, Lonnie just embodies so much energy and potential to create good in the world. It's amazing. I've seen him inspire so many people. Sustainable living students come and they are ready to create something beautiful, you know, and they really want change in the world. And Lonnie is just like this force to be reckoned with. It's just, you know, he can inspire somebody who's, you know, maybe not sure of themselves or maybe has, you know, all this potential, and he can really show them that they can do it and give them the wings to really fly. So, you know, thank you, Lonnie. That's really nice. Also, I want to thank the rest of the Sustainable Living Department, you know, David Fisher and, you know, Diana Christofiak, Jimmy Sinton, all these great leaders that have really paved the way for such transformation of our campus into a whole new frame of mind that really represents all generations for all time. It's really quite beautiful. I also want to thank, as Lonnie brought up, my family. My grandmother, Margaret Ashelman, is here tonight. And of all the huge reasons to come to MUM, Margaret was a huge one for me. She's a magnet of you know, she just draws you to it like a moth before a flame. She's great. So thank you to all my family who's here, and particularly to Margaret. This is such a huge honor for me, and thank you so much for this time. You know, MUM attracts a certain kind of person. You know, when I read The Science of Being and Art of Living, or I look at the numerous programs that Maharishi has created for the world, it quickly becomes obvious how healthy and good the wisdom is. It's just such a huge gift for humanity. But even without these accomplishments, looking only at the quality of person that is attracted to such knowledge, all I see is pure goodness, pure goodness. I mean, I encourage you to try it yourself. I mean, for a second, just forget about everything you know about consciousness-based education, transcendental meditation, sustainable living, all these great things that we have here. Just forget about that and look around you into the eyes of the people sitting next to you and see the desire for good overflowing into their actions. It's just, it's overwhelming, the kind of people we have here. It's just like, woohoo! You know, we are the love of God for the world, and to serve with you, creating an ideal reality, is such a real honor. You know, the driving factor behind sustainability is the compassion to give future generations the ability to experience life with abundance and grace, in harmony with nature that supports and enables us. In your life, please harness that compassion in all that you do. Become a leader. Use your boundless creativity to craft new patterns that benefit all people for all time. Let the beauty we love be what we do. Thank you.
The next award is the Outstanding Service Award presented by the Alumni Association and Leslie Goldstein, Executive Board Member of the Alumni Association, will be presenting this award.
I'd first like to read this award, which we are presenting tonight to Teresa Ann Golden. This award is presented to you, Teresa, as the graduate who best exemplifies the principle of giving. Through your leadership, clarity of mind, and purity of heart, you have enriched the lives of your fellow students and everyone around you. Your actions have inspired others to higher consciousness and enjoyment of pure knowledge, and have shown how the principle of giving is the basis for success. There's more. I'd just like to share a few things about Teresa. She's such an amazingly special person. When you call Teresa, the message on her cell phone says, "Be the change you want to see in this world." Expressing the essence of Teresa, devotion to service, devotion to serving humankind. Her devotion has been inspired by three principal influences in her life. She shared this with me. First, her mother,
who was a leader for the civil rights movement in the very beginning days of that wonderful movement. Her husband, who is here tonight, who has always lovingly supported her, and her children, who have been her greatest teachers. And her whole family is right here. Born only weeks after the start of the civil rights movement, Teresa says, "I signed up for this in my mother's womb." She joined her first civil rights march at age 13. Later, she served as facilitator for study circles about racial issues at the University of Parkside, Wisconsin. During Obama's campaign, Teresa was a precinct captain, hosting meetings, recruiting volunteers, and much more, which she also did with her husband. As cultural committee president of MUM's Global Student Council, Teresa has worked to unite diverse cultural groups, and she has done this so beautifully and so amazingly. She says, "We really are all the same, just different expressions of nature's painting." A communications and media major, Teresa says, she's an artist at heart, yet in the same breath, she proclaims, "I am an activist at heart." She is clearly the epitome of both, deeply appreciating the beauty of the world while proactively caring for others. She says, "My rent on this earth is my service to humankind, and I ask myself daily, did I pay my rent today?" Teresa, you pay your rent every day with all the love you spread around, and it is my great honor to present you this award for outstanding service.
Good evening. First, I want to say thank you to the alumni for giving me this award. I want to give thanks and appreciation to Maharshi Mahesh Yogi for creating this space for all of us who have come here to experience such magic. I give thanks and appreciation for both my parents, who are both in their 80s, but were not able to be here. But especially to my mother, who was my first teacher, who actually taught me about service through her example. As a single parent, she always had time to help others. I want to thank my family, who are the center of my universe. My husband, my children, and my grandchildren, who have traveled here from 3 states to celebrate with me. And especially my husband of 35 years, whom I've been away from for 18 months. Your love and your support has given me the confidence to reach for every dream I've ever had. You all have taught me more than you will ever know. I dedicate this award to you. My mentor, Daisaku Ikeda, said, "A leader doesn't have to be someone special, just a person who values and respects all people equally. A leader in an organization is not someone who stands above others, but one whose role is to serve and support everyone else." I give thanks and appreciation to my fellow Global Student Council members for all your love and support. Special thanks go to our Executive Council and our dedicated trustees, who keep this university going both with their gracious financial gifts and day-to-day operation and support, along with the help of an amazing, may I say, faculty and staff for their tireless commitment to providing the highest quality education and service, whom I love very, very much. I have been extremely honored to serve the students in this university in the capacity of the Cultural Committee President on GSC. One of my primary goals as cultural president were to be a catalyst for creating more harmony and diversity here at MUM, putting more unity in our community through increasing cultural awareness within our MUM family. As a leader, I felt a personal responsibility to create a space for this to happen. One of our cultural highlight events of the year was the introduction of our first annual cultural flag celebration, of which the new cultural committee president, Ruben Sanchez-Yepes, is he here? Especially, he graciously renamed it, calling it the Golden Flag Day. We have a culturally rich and diverse environment here at MUM. And I wanted to increase a more harmonious and welcoming environment for our international students who travel many miles from their homes to be with us. When they're feeling a little homesick, now they can look out and see their flag and feel a sense of connection to their culture. I wanted people who come here to this university to see exactly what we have here. When our students are tucked away in their classes, we actually have the whole UN here, you know that. As a result of that desire and the support from the executive committee, faculty, staff, and students, we have over 80 flags from different countries, region, territories, and cultures hanging in our beautiful Arjuro Student Center lobby. Maharshi said, "The time is now at hand when the custodians of any culture in the world can feel comfortable with the fast-paced progress brought by science and technology. The culture of a country or people is the natural basis for fulfilling progress. It is vital that every culture be enriched with life-supporting qualities. I have found that TM is an essential life-supporting quality. And we all get to come here from all over the world and have this amazing experience together. I am leaving MUM better than I found it, and MUM is sending me out better than I came." Maharshi says, "Giving is receiving. And I am very grateful for the exchange." Thanks again for this Alumni Service Award. It has been my honor to serve such an amazing university. Thank you all for coming to share this auspicious moment with us. And enjoy the rest of the graduation this weekend. I love you all so very, very much. And remember, mother is always home.
Our final award will be the Outstanding Parent Award, and this award will be given by our president, Dr. Bevan Morris.
This evening, we have seen really extraordinary graduates, and we all admire them, everyone, so much. And this reminds us what a precious time the graduation at Maharshi University of Management is for families. On the one side, parents this evening, seeing the level of achievement and progress of their children, must be feeling such joy in their graduates. And on the other side, those who are graduating are simply filled with gratitude to their beloved parents for everything that they have done that allowed these graduates to reach this amazing level that we see this evening. To recognize this feeling that floods in the hearts of all the graduates towards their parents, each year as the culminating award, we give an outstanding parents award. It's given tonight to one set of parents, but of course that is symbolic of every student graduating, honoring so deeply their own beloved parents. This year, we would like to honor Makana and Randall Ashelman as the recipients of the 2010 Outstanding Parents Award. We just saw their son, their incredible son, Todd, winning an award this evening, and he is graduating tomorrow. So Makana and Randall, if you could come and stand. They have been selected because of really brilliant and unique accomplishments throughout their remarkable lives and for their great support for Maharshi's consciousness-based education during all these many, many years. Randall is a great expert in different aspects of solar structures, solar hot water systems, the designer and builder of Sunrise House, the award winner from the first National Passive Solar Design Competition, sponsored by HUD and the U.S. Department of Energy. And Makana, in addition to her motherly duties, has worked as a journalist and in so many different creative activities. But I wanted to highlight one particular aspect which is really most current and important to everyone of what they are doing just right now. It happened that just before Maharshi, our founder, left this world, he was focused on building what he called the Purusha capital of the Western world, a place for the Purusha program, very advanced program of research in consciousness and attention to all the nations of the world. He wanted to find a place for that. And he decided in, I think, September of 2007, that West Virginia would be the right place. And as soon as Maharshi heard about Randall and Makana, he knew he had the right people to achieve this goal. Working with Raja Bob Lapinto, they have moved this project ahead hugely in the years since then. And we were just there a few weeks ago for the opening of the first building that has been constructed on the land that they found and purchased about 90 miles west of Washington, D.C., in the really, really beautiful hills of West Virginia. They are doing really a superb job in every way in bringing this project to fruition. And Randall Maharshi, immediately upon first speaking to him about this project, named Mastermind. And now also, Makana has been known now subsequently as Master Mom. So she has got her own role. She is like the mother now of the whole Purusha program to come there and all those who are already working there to construct brilliantly a campus that is Vastu, that is Maharshi Vedic architecture in harmony with natural law, is non-toxic, energy efficient, beautiful, comfortable, silent. They've done an easy and cheap to construct through the modular system. They've done a magnificent job already. And I thought it would be so nice to hear the words of Rajababla Pinto, who is the leader collaborating with them on this, about them. He said, if Randall and Makana could be captured in a few words, it would be loving, nurturing, pure of heart, kind, open, always considerate. They are welcoming to everyone. Their lives naturally reflect, the world is my family. Randa was raised in a family that founded and ran for 45 years the 1,300-acre family resort Coolfont in West Virginia. And this has provided a lifelong training ground for Randall's current role as project manager of the Maharshi Purusha Capital of the Western World. In this role, Randall and Makana have taken into their hearts a parental responsibility for establishing and supporting Purusha in its new home. They are always sincere and earnest in whatever they do, always trying to do the best they can. Makana also especially likes to attend various community events and enjoy the charming diversity of the local people. This gentle, embracing and fun-loving approach to life has naturally resulted in very close bonds with their children. It is wonderful to watch, and I agree with this, having seen it there very much with Sam and Todd, with their parents, who are working with them on this project. It is wonderful to watch the deep admiration, respect, and love that flows between Randall, Makana, and their children. They are always helping each other, looking out for each other's needs, and supportive. Naturally, they have been blessed with this nurturing world all of their lives and return it joyfully day after day to their parents. So that was Raja Bob's message. And then another point that has been brought out with Todd's help is that one of the greatest good fortune of Randall's life is to have Margaret Ashelman for a mother. Margaret has been adored as a revered as a founding member of Maharshi's enlightened community here, serving as a limitless source of wisdom, kindness, and spiritual guidance, not only for her entire family, but also for many, many residents in Fairfield and Maharshi Vedic City. Merely saying the name Margaret Ashelman evokes an immediate smile from everyone who knows her, and that includes my 97-year-old mother. She has shared all that she has learned from the discoveries of her marvelous life with all of us, and especially her family, which is full of teachers of transcendental meditation on every side. It is small wonder that they prosper. This family, from top to bottom, has fully grasped the value of consciousness-based education and has enthusiastically and wholeheartedly supported it in all its myriad forms, wherever it has taken root for decades. So we are absolutely delighted to have Makana and Randall Ashelman receive the 2010 Outstanding Parents Award on behalf of all the dear and wonderful families assembled with us this evening. Jai Guru Dev.
Who would have thought? I do feel a little bit, I was reminded of the little old woman who lived in a shoe, which is an American nursery rhyme, who had so many children she didn't know what to do. And I think that's fairly appropriate. We live in an RV on this Purusha site, which is somewhat like a shoe. And taking care of the Purusha is like children, and they're all loving like children, and they're all so wonderful. It could not be a more joyful thing. So it's a very big honor to stand before you and represent you. And I it's very hard to say something worthy after all these wonderful speeches and before you, and I think we are receiving this award. Just the fact that you have children, that we all have children, that we're wise enough to come here, makes us very special, I think. And I'm reminded of Jessica Watson. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She spoke. She was the first, the youngest person to sail around the world by herself in a pink sailboat very recently, 16 years old. And she was standing before her prime minister and half of Australia and had this to say, I'm an ordinary girl who believed in her dream. You don't have to be anything special to achieve something amazing. You've just got to have a dream, believe in it, and work hard. And I would say that all of us parents can relate this to our journey of raising a child. We have such compelling dreams for our children, and a lot rides on our success. What starts with a twinkle in the eye soon becomes a rogue wave in the night. But would any of us trade the epic journey of parenthood for anything less? And I am so deeply grateful for it, for my son Sam and my son Todd and our other children. Many parents in our generation struck out in a new direction. We found ourselves in uncharted waters, sailing out beyond the buoys set by our forebears to guide us, and outside of the reefs and seawalls where our parents found safety. We had a compelling vision that lured us on in our quest for something more, a wiser path to a better world that we all want for our children. Some of us discovered Maharishi's wisdom and steered our children here to MUM. And sometimes it was grace and the self-referral consciousness of our children themselves who led us all to this remarkable place. In our son Todd's case, it was some combination. Todd was one of those bright, talented underachievers who found school a waste of time unless he happened upon an enlightened teacher, which was rare. Consequently, he spent a good deal of his teenage years walking the razor's edge, rebelling and seeking. It was here at MUM where he found those enlightened teachers and stepped into a reality that made sense, that sparked his imagination, and earned his enthusiasm. It is here where he discovered his true power, his purpose, and his radiance. I'm eternally grateful to Maharishi, to MUM administrators and faculty, and to the students that he was so fortunate to be with for tantalizing his mind and opening his heart, which is the true prize. I'm especially grateful to our mother. You cannot praise Margaret Ashelman enough, although she probably thinks you can. And to my husband, Randall, and the rest of our family, brothers Peter, Eric, and Lisa, sister Lisa Ashelman, who have been so devoted to this path. And it's such an honor to be standing up here in front of them, who should really be standing up here. I especially want to thank Todd and his fellow students for your courage and perseverance in seeking and finding the very best education available in the world today. You are bringing great honor to your parents. As I stand here and I look at my magnificent sons and at all our magnificent children, I am deeply moved by their beauty, their strength, and their wisdom. I'm encouraged by the hope they offer to tame the forces which would swamp our dream of peace on earth, and the promise they show to build the enlightened society which Maharishi so beautifully laid out for us. Though Randall and I live almost 1,000 miles away, it has been a wonderful blessing to be part of this community. And like the Hotel California, I am happy to know that I can check out, but I can never leave. All blessings to you all on your own epic journey, and all gratitude to those who put the wind in your sails. Jay Gurudev.
Well, this has been a truly amazing evening for all of us all of us parents, and on behalf of all of the parents here, we want to express our deepest gratitude to the faculty, to Dr. Bevan Morris, to the trustees of this university, and most, of course, to Maharishi Mahesh Yogi for creating what is here and for creating world peace as we see unfolding to us all now. Our hearts are so extremely full of deep gratitude, and we look here today, tonight, and we see our own individual families, and we see that the dominant theme of tonight, to me and to most all of us, has been family. Maharishi spoke many times on being part of the family of meditators, and we're all connected by consciousness. We know it. Not all the world knows that. But being part of that extended family and connected by consciousness, we as parents are so deeply moved by what is here and what is happening. I owe great gratitude to my mother here, not only for bringing me into the world, but more than that, she was the one that convinced me to start meditating some 38 years ago or so. She told me many years ago that if you wanted to be a good businessman, a good architect, whatever you wanted to be, this is the way to do it. And I stand before here you tonight telling you that I have not been disappointed. Not disappointed at all. And to be having this opportunity to give back to Maharishi in the form of this Maharishi Purusha capital of the Western world is just the most amazing gift to us. And all of us here tonight have been given gifts that are so extraordinary. I know all of our hearts are so extremely full of joy and appreciation, because all of us know that by transcending, our worlds are different. I know our son Todd over here came to MUM here within 12 hours of being here. He said, "This is where I want to be." And we spoke today, meeting with the faculty and the parents, about transformation. And this young man over here has truly been transformed into the wonderful being, the magnificent soul that he is. And I think all of us parents can say that about our own children because of what they have done here and the time that they have spent here. It just moves us all to the deepest core of our soul of what is happening. And I challenge all of you students to take this gift that you have been given and give it back to the world. Give it to the world. Give it to the world. Give it to the world because you don't... Is this thing working? You don't really own it until you give it back. So if you want to own this knowledge, which you already do, and we know all of that, give it back. Go back to your homes. Tell all of your friends and the younger people of your friends and tell them what is here. Because what is happening here, as you know, is the most amazing experience, the most amazing miracle to be on this planet at this time. And to be here, to be incarnated at this time, as all of us have chosen to be, is the most magnificent gift. And we can share it with the world by sharing our knowledge, our enthusiasm, and our joy. So I want to thank you again. It's been a long evening. It's been a wonderful evening. Thank you all for coming and creating here heaven on earth as Maharishi has seen it. Jai Guru Dev.
I have a gift that I would like to give you all before we leave. Could Gabriel, Jessica, and Janet, please come down here for a minute, please. We just finished the Higher States of Consciousness class. And in this class, there was a question asked. Maharshi was lecturing, and he said, this guy was asking him all these questions about, you know, well, when you reincarnate, do you come back and all this? And he says, well, no. You don't go anywhere because you're everywhere. So we found this song that actually Janet found this, introduced this song to us that we want to give to you tonight. And so here we go.
We have a dancer with us tonight. Is it possible we could move the podium?
Does that work? Okay. Yes.
There she is.
We thought you left.
Boom, 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 boom,
in the voice of the water.
Jai Gurudev.
You understand why we enjoy teaching here so much. I hope you've had a lovely, lovely evening. We have flowers. We have flowers for all the parents. So as you're leaving this evening, we want you to get the flowers. Okay, all these people are going to be giving out flowers. And we'll see you all again tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Dome for our graduation ceremony. So thank you once again. It'll start at 1 o'clock, yeah. So please be in the Dome ready for graduation to begin at 1 o'clock. And again, thank you for all coming this evening and allowing us to share some of the experience we've been having all these years with your children. Jai Gurudev.
Get all that.